بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، ما بعد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Beloved, respected listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, according to some timetable on my watch too, problem is we don't look at the moon. So today is the 30th in the watch, the timetable that are printed from Darulum Chatham, Madaniya, is the 1st of Rajab. If somebody saw the moon, obviously it's going to be the 1st of Rajab today. But Rajab is the month wherein we should make this dua: Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Allah give us blessing in the month of Rajab, keep us alive. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban, and give us blessing in the month of Sha'ban too, and Allah make us reach Ramadan. Ameen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this dua on our behalf. Many people, they die on the last day of Sha'ban too. Ajeeb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever the situation be, Allah give us husni khatima. Allah give us at the time of our ending, we're reading the kalima upon the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon the minnah. So last week we were talking about adhan in dua. Allahumma aftah fal qulubana bi dhikrik wa atmim alayna ni'matak wa asbigh alayna min fadlik waj'alna min ibadik as-salihin. Allah, open the locks of our heart for your dhikr, for your remembrance. This remembrance of Allah is so important that even at a time when dua is accepted, between azan and iqamah, dua is accepted. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us a dua for opening up of the hearts for dhikr. After Salah, he taught Hazrat Mu'az ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, grabbing his hands, saying to him, I love you, never, never, never miss this. And you make sure, لا تدع, do not let this go, do not let this dua go, make this dua. Allahumma inni ala dhikrik wa shukrik. Allah, help me upon your dhikr. Every deed which has dhikr in it, it becomes the best. And akimi salat li dhikri. Salat is to establish, akimi salat, establish salat for my remembrance. Everything has remembrance. The more dhikr there is in Hajj, the better the Hajj is. More dhikr there is in any. So, and there's different types of dhikr. One of the best forms of dhikr is exactly that which comes out from Allah, any Quran Kareem. It's the most strongest type of dhikr. Then, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Istighfar. This is. Because dhikr means remembrance of Allah. With the tongue, with the heart, with the thought too. So Allahumma aftah falu qulubana, O Allah, if our hearts are locked for your dhikr, open them up. Allahumma aftah falu qulubana bi dhikrik wa atmim alayna ni'matak, O Allah, complete the ni'mat upon us. Wa asbigh alayna min fadlik, and Allah shower us with your fadl, and Allah make us from the pious. And I said how important it is to be pious. So this is a dua that inshallah we can make. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, wa anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, radiyatu billahi rabba wa bi Muhammadin rasula wa bi Islam deena. Allahumma iftah fala qulubana bi dhikr wa atmim alayna ni'matak wa asbigh alayna min fadlik waj'alna min salihin. So these are some duas we can. And one dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned especially between adhan and iqamah, he said to make dua is accepted. Like after fardh salah, dua is accepted. And what dua he said to make? Ask for afiyah. How can I translate afiyah? Safety, protection, good. Like we say, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. So ask for afiyah of dunya and akhirah. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah. Ya Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyah fi dunya wal-akhirah. Oh Allah, ask for afiyah in dunya and akhirah. This is a very comprehensive dua. Afiyah, any safety, goodness, and khair, and good in everything. Afiyah. Afiyah is a very big thing. If a person, Allah protects. In this snowy weather, if a person slips on the ice and he breaks his back, he gets, Allah protect us all. Allah protect everybody. That a person falls and his spine breaks and he becomes paralyzed. How hard is life? How dependent does he become? a human who's walking, talking. I just mentioned that day, if you do muraqabah of meditating, that you're blind just for a minute or two, how dependent do you become? Insan has, so afiyah in everything, afiyah in our eyes, afiyah means safety, so comprehensive the word that I can't even really translate it. So ask for afiyah. And I mentioned a masala, and this book here, Namazi Masnoon, 23 years ago when I started Imam, a person gave me this, from my friend Hassan Siddiqui, his father, Aslam. He had a great collection of books. And it's all hadith upon Masnoon Salah, so the Sunnah Salah, and all, especially, so when I started Imam, it's 23 years ago, I read the whole thing from beginning to end, so I have my notes too. So last week I mentioned a masala that a person who gives his azan, he should give iqamah too. It's not just a masala, that remember when ulama, they say a masala, a ruling, then it is from Quran and Hadith. The ruling is from Quran and Hadith. If not, then we'll find it in the lives of the Sahaba, which is the Dalil. And then if it's a ruling concerning something, for example, that they didn't have in the time of the Sahaba, they didn't have the time of the Tabi'ins, the Tabi'ins, you know, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i. Then the ulama and the ijma in the consensus of the ulama, they have a ruling. So remember, everything is so perfect in our deen. The hadith wherein I mentioned that one of the rulings is that if a person gives iqamah, he's most deserving. The one who gives azan, he's the most deserving of giving iqamah. Here, so an Ziyad ibn Harith al Sudai. رضي الله قال أمرني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن أذن في الصلاة الفجر فأذنت فأراد بلاد أن يقيم فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أخا صداع قد أذن ومن أذن فهو يقيم الترمذي أبو داود بن ماجه. So here Ziyad ibn Harith رضي الله عنه said Rasulullah commanded me to give adhan for the Fajr Salat. Why? Who is the muadhin? Abdullah ibn Maktoum, the blind sahibi, and Hazrat Bilal. One used to give the Tahajjud Azan, and one used to give the Fajr Azan. So Bilal, so maybe that day Bilal was tired, he got late or something. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam probably, you know, his house was just, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's house was right there. The masjid is here, the Rasulullah's house is right there. Probably pulled the curtain. He saw, this, you know, this sahabi, give Adhan. So he gave Adhan. Now when it's time for Iqamah, Hazrat Bilal intended to give him Iqamah because he used to give adhan all the time, obviously. So he probably, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the ruling that a person in khasuda in kada adhana, that your sudai brother, he has given the adhan, so he should establish. He should also give the iqama for who yaqim. So he let him give, and that's his right. Actually, it's a right. Like I said, it's a right. When a person has a right for something, he can. If a person comes into the masjid, and he. This is a mas'ala, and this is in hadith too. Everything that I say, the mas'ala, it's in hadith, right? So if a person comes into the masjid and he put his musalla, he read some salah in that, and then he had to go to the washroom. He went to the washroom, and somebody came. Right now we all have musallas, and right now the masjid is not even full. So there's no, you know, this mas'ala doesn't. But like, you know, when we have the Jummah salat normally, and you put your miswak, you put your topi, you put anything. Or you didn't have nothing to put. You didn't have a handkerchief, you didn't have a ring, you didn't have nothing in your pocket. Your pocket, right? You didn't have anything. You told the brother beside you, I'm going to washroom. Huh? Then when you come back, or soon as the brother wants to sit there, this brother, one of his akhlaq would be, so-and-so told me he's coming back, he went to do wudu. This is his space. The hadith tells us why. There's no ill feelings in deen. Huh? So the person was sitting there 1 hour in the first saf, and then when the masjid is full, or you're in Masjid Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, right? Or somewhere, and he 1 hour is sitting there, and insan is insan. He had to blow wind, or he had to go to the washroom. He went to the washroom. It was 1 hour, he deserves the saf-i awwal, at-tayamun fi saf-i awwal, the right side on the, you know, the first saf. And he always is eager for that. So today, when he comes back and he sees that a brother has taken his place, he could tell him, brother, get off my place. But remember, he should put his stuff. And that brother, he doesn't need to tell him, get off my place. That's not the way he's going to do it. He's going to say, brother, I was sitting here. Did you not see my biswak? Did you not see my comb? Did you not see my wallet or my keys? And the brother will say, oh no, I didn't. I did, sorry, I moved it to the side. But the brother straight away, he should say, oh, sorry, this is your place, go. Because why? Deen is deen. Because And nobody has a place. So every masala is there. So a person who, unless there's a reason, like I said, maybe there was a reason why even somebody else gave the adhan, because Rasulullah and Mu'adh were muta'ayyin, that Rasulullah had these two mu'adhin, even in Safar, as a Bilal radiallahu anhu used to give adhan. So this is one. Another thing that I want to discuss is many of the Hanafis, they don't know or they don't act upon. إِذَا دَخَلَ أَحْدَكُمُ الْمَسْجِدْ فَلْيَرْكَعْ رَكْعَتَيْنِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَجْلِسْ فَلَا يَجْلِسْ حَتَّى يُصَلِّي رَكْعَتَيْنِ. So one narration, إِذَا دَخَلَ, when you enter the masjid, فَلْيَرْكَعْ رَكْعَتَيْنِ, read two rakats before you sit. And according to the other imam, it's wajib, it's necessary. To such extent, the Shawafi and the others, that even if the imam's doing khutbah, you read it. And whenever. So even after asr, you can read it. But us, we can't. Because usul al-hadith, if something's prohibited and somebody's commanded, there's a command and there's a prohibition. Hanafis say, no, take the prohibition. Because salat is permissible all the time. But now Rasulullah says salat is not permissible after asr. So at the time. But when you come into the masjid, then even if you read your 2-4 rakat sunnah of dhuhr at home, then read 2 rakat before you sit down. Don't sit until you read the 2 rakat. If salah has started, you join the faraz. You came into the masjid at zuhr time, and it's 4 sunnah you have to read. You read the 4 sunnah, automatically is done. Automatically the 2 rakat is done. Any nafil salah you read, automatically is done. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that. So when you enter the masjid, if you came in after asr salat, you prayed asr in Medina masjid at 4 o'clock, and 4:15 you came to Masjid Taqwa for a reason, and then it's after asr, then a Hanafi will not read. To such extent that whenever you come into the masjid, you should read the 2 rakats before you sit. And one narration says that do not sit until you read the 2 rakats. So remember this masala, it's a ruling from the hadith, and the Hanafis have to do it too. I'll give you one great example. Rasulullah ﷺ was sitting right there in the masjid, and you came into the masjid. What would you want to do? What would you and I want to do? Come on, what would we do? Ah, Rasulullah ﷺ, run to him, won't you? Who would not? Tell me what ummati would not? Yes? Yes? What ummati would not? Read all the books of fiqh of ziyarah. Ziyarah, when you go to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's grave. What do the ulama say? If you enter the masjid, and if you're a Hanafi, and it's not the makruh time, and if it's not after asr, so you enter at zuhr time, and you're giving, or you enter 10:30 in the morning. 10:30 in the morning, 10:30 a.m. So it's not fajr time, it's not zuhr time. Because Zuhr is at 12, right? In Medina Munawwara. So you enter the masjid. Now what should you do? You should go to Rasulullah and say, Assalamu alaikum ya Rasulullah. Zakaria here from Canada, or whatever, Assalamu alaikum, you're going to... Because Rasulullah is alive in his grave. What are you supposed to do? All the books will tell you, read 2 rakats first and then go. First Allah is right, then Rasulullah is right. Understand? So that's how important Tahiyyatul, we call it Tahiyyatul Masjid. The salam to the masjid. Allah enable us to act upon the hadith. And remember this masala, inshallah. Whenever you enter, and whatever sunnah you read, that's tahiyyah is there. If it's faraz you enter, that's the thing. If you have time. If it's not time, then if it's just a couple of seconds, if you want to stay standing, you could. And if you don't, you sit down, it's no problem.